Welcome to Back Porch Pilgrimage, Episode 9. Thank you for joining me on the journey. I had an interesting conversation with someone back in September of last year. They were a friend of a friend, and I was chatting with them in one of those uncomfortable social times before some event or another, when everyone is doing their best to make innocuous small talk. The usual conversation about the weather, the Packers' prospects for making it to the postseason, and our respective household pets had dribbled to a stop. In the uncomfortable silence, my friend blurted out, "Hey, Gary, tell him about the Camino." "What's that?" my friend's friend asked. "It's pilgrimage across Spain," I replied. Here's a parenthetical. In the months since returning home, I had been attempting to restrain my exuberance about the Camino and not turn every social situation into an opportunity to be someone giving a travel log. Because as it happens, not everyone is as interested in hearing about my adventures as I am about reliving it. Imagine that. "A pilgrimage, huh? Did you walk the entire time?"
"Yes."
"How far did you walk and how long did it take you?"
"Well, I walked for 32 days out of 33 days for 480 miles.
"Oh, so an average of 15 miles a day. I guess that's easy enough," came the reply. My conversation partner was quick with the math. I did wonder, however, if he had ever walked 15 miles in any given day for multiple days, but I decided to let him have his opinion. "Yep, easy enough," I said with a smile, while focusing my attention on the one spot on the outside of my left foot that was still numb.
"What did you say the name of your dog was again?" I asked, changing the subject. And then we were back on the more familiar ground of small talk at a cocktail party. Maybe the most difficult part of re-entering everyday life after an experience like the Camino is the realization that the conversations between pilgrims as they walk together quickly moves from the usual surface small talk and blossoms into amazing, often soul-stirring interactions as we share out of the depths of our lives. We talk about our dreams, our failures, our successes, our relationships, our deep questions, and our spirituality. We talk about what and who we love. We also talk about those places in our lives where love has left us scarred or scared. We talk about the people we want to forgive and the people we can't. We talk about our hurts, and we talk about how we're discovering healing along the way. These are the sorts of conversations we will rarely have over drinks at a cocktail party. They are conversations that require a spaciousness of time and the sort of trust that can evolve while you're walking an easy enough 15 miles. A year ago today, I set out from Burgos with my destination as Hontanas, a 17-mile walk. My feet were not in the best of condition, and many of the folks I had already met had taken the guidebook's advice and decided to take a rest day in Burgos. I was on a bit of a timeline and thought it best if I hold my rest day in abeyance for a while longer. I was privileged, though, to be walking in the company of another pilgrim, Luciano, from Brazil, who was pressing on ahead as well. And pressing on
was what both of us were doing. I was hobbling along with my blistered, swollen feet, and he was limping just a bit with a knee that was giving him some grief. For 14 miles, we shared the journey. We talked of our families and our lives. We talked about God and the good earth and human finitude and spirituality and prayer. He spoke passionately about what this journey meant to him and the wisdom he was seeking from walking it. As I listened to Luciano, I heard someone speak with the heart of a pilgrim. And, as usually happened on the Camino, as the conversation unfolded, I became aware my feet no longer hurt quite as badly. Our journey together ended a few miles short of Hontanas, when Luciano left the trail to make his way to the place he would be staying for the night. As I watched him walk away, I was grateful to have shared such a marvelous day and meaningful walk with him. Sometimes on the Camino, you say goodbye to a new friend and never get to see them again. And other times, through the mystery of walking, you will see them again in a few days down the way. You never know. As I've reflected on my walk with Luciano over the past year and how creaky we both were at the beginning of our walk together, I've been reminded of the importance of companionship and friendship for helping us navigate our days. I know we all like to think we can go it alone, but the truth is we are always dependent upon others to make our way through this life. Among the many lessons the Camino teaches is we really do need each other, often in ways we only recognize in retrospect. There was nothing easy about my 17-mile walk that day, but you don't set out on the Camino in search of easy. In fact, I'm agnostic that anything truly meaningful arrives easily. We must make the journey on our own, but the journey is certainly more joyful with friends. Thank you, Luciano, for walking with me. And thank each of you for listening today. Keep on walking, and let the walk do its work.